From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Leanne Hansen. The National Zoo in Washington, D.C. has struggled to explain a series of animal deaths in the past few months. Outside investigators and members of Congress are also concerned about aging facilities and personnel problems among the zoo staff. But as NPR's Eric Kneeler reports, zoo officials say they're trying to turn things around.
Spring has returned to Washington, and so have the crowds that visit the National Zoo. Set among the rolling terrain of Rock Creek Park, the zoo has been open to D.C. residents since 1891. But at the seal and sea lion pool, the problems of the aging zoo are easy to see.
The pool is leaking.
That's Clint Fields. He's the executive director of Friends of the National Zoo, a fundraising and membership organization that supports the zoo. He says the leaks are just the beginning.
As you can see over on this side, that rock work is failing. That's why they have it propped up.
So those rocks could fall down and maybe fall on the seals?
Yeah, technically they could.
The marine mammal pool is one of 10 areas listed as in failing or poor condition by the zoo's own administration. That includes some enclosures built more than a century ago for elephants, deer, beavers, birds, and reptiles. One critic says the National Zoo has spent too much money on splashy exhibits like the one showcasing the Amazon rainforest. Jeffrey Heisen is an assistant professor of history at St. Joseph University in Philadelphia and an expert on American zoos.
Over the years, zoo administrators, private supporters, and congressional funders have tended to emphasize the bigger projects like Amazonia, like the pandas, at the expense of the older exhibits that wind up being neglected.
Crumbling cages may be a problem, but a series of animal deaths, some first reported by the Washington Post, have raised more immediate questions about zoo management. In January, two endangered red pandas died after eating rat poison buried in their enclosure. Zoo officials were forced to explain that incident and others at a congressional hearing last month. Zoo spokesman Bob Hoag says that most of the recent deaths were due to natural causes.
There have been several high-profile animals that have caught the attention of the media. Those include giraffe, seal, white tiger, African lion, cheetah bobcat, two red pandas, so on. And there's really only one case amongst the it is clearly a situation where human error caused the death of the animal.
Several staff members were fired as a result of the red panda incident, and Zoo Director Lucy Spellman has announced other changes as well. The zoo has also embarked on a $42 million expansion program that will replace many of the aging structures. Critic Jeffrey Heisen says that it's unfortunate that the animals that died were so popular with visitors.
But because the public attaches its affections to these kinds of animals, the red pandas, the giraffes, the orangutans, the pygmy hippopotamus, that have this sort of human interest appeal, once those animals are no more, the public interest becomes a liability for the zoo.
And the zoo may be facing more than just a public relations problem. The American Zoological and Aquarium Association has warned the National Zoo that it has a year to get back on track or risk the loss of its accreditation. The National Academy of Sciences has convened an expert panel to investigate management issues, oversight, and the animal deaths. It's expected to release its report later this year. Eric Kneeler, NPR News, Washington.